Blog Talk Radio.
You are now about to witness
your DJ for this evening.
Hello.
Hit me.
This is a test.
It's serious.
It's a dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let the rhythm take you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The rhythm.
The music.
The music.
Music. Oh, I love stuff.
Now, here comes the music.
Are you ready?
Okay, boys.
Here we go.
You are now about to witness
your DJ for this evening.
Hello.
Hit me.
This is a test.
It's serious.
It's a dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let the rhythm take you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The rhythm.
The music.
The music.
Music. Oh, I love stuff.
Now, here comes the music.
Are you ready?
Okay, boys. Here we go.
On crikey.com, streaming at 320, broadcasting 24/7. Life is better with music at 320k.
Thank you very much for listening to this radio station at this present moment in time. Now, we do need your help. All we need from you is to hit them logos above your head at least twice a week. And please tell your friends or anybody else that you know that listens to this radio station at this present moment in time to hit them advertising logos twice a week. It is important to this radio station for you to do that, as this radio station, which is a part of the www.crikey.com network, will grow. And without your help, yes, your help, this station will not grow. So think about it. The next move for version 3 is down to you. Now please, hit them logos above your head at least twice a week, and the station that you're listening to will grow a lot faster. More hits, closer we get.
The first annual Urban Underground Awards 2013. The Urban Underground Awards is dedicated to bring recognition to the nation. Hard-working, unsigned, underrated talent in all genres. Music, fashion, blogging, etc. in 20-plus categories. The 2013 Urban Underground Awards will recognize all talent annually. First phase has begun, submission phase. In order to compete, contestants must submit 2 to 3 songs, type biography, including a picture via email. In addition, submissions will be also accepted for models and graffiti artists also. The models and graffiti artists must submit 2 photos of their work, beginning April 1st. The email address to submit to competition is urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. I do repeat, urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. And don't forget, log in to cboyuradio.com to see rules and regulations, and most important, the category. Peace.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm your man, Mr. Donnie B. Check this out, man. Everybody's talking about the hottest new late night show, Up and Down Magazine Radio. Make sure you check us out Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. As we talk about entertainment, celebrity, we talk about news, we talk about community, we talk about what you want to hear. Call in every night and be part of the conversation. Be part of what everybody's talking about. Again, the telephone number is 347-989-1725. Tune in to us weeknights, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are definitely making a difference.
Battle to the Streets is here. Blox Magazine. That's www.blockzmagazine.com. Get with us for your marketing, promotional, and branding services. You need radio play? We got that. You need EPKs? We got that. You need viral marketing? We got that. You need PR? We got that. Websites, graphics, whatever you need, we got that. That's www.blockzmagazine.com. Or follow us on Twitter at Blox Magazine. Let's go.
Face Entertainment, Lumbee Mafia Music, in corporations with Don Squad Magazine, presents rapper, singer, Meow Baby, G-Fly, Kellogg's Kitty Cat King, performing live May the 3rd, Friday, at the Don Squad Magazine Awards Show in Richmond, VA, at Mirage 4th and Franklin Street. Yes, sir. For more information, call 804-601-0344 or 910-374-8947. Dime, D-Y-M-E Squad Magazine Awards at YOLA, YOLASITE.com. And vote me, Meow Baby, G-Fly. I am the best me for the best mix CD of the year.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
All right, y'all, man. Welcome to the all-new talk radio show with your boy, world famous DJ Donnie B. And I want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there listening to us right here. We got a hot show coming up tonight. We got a hot topic tonight, and we're talking about why so many of our young black men are going to prison. So we're going to be talking about that tonight, and we're going to go live to my boy Lance, who is live with us tonight. Good evening, man. Welcome to the all-new WB Radio, the talk radio for the African-American black community.
Hey, Donnie B., what's going on, brother? How you feel?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. Blessed. What's going on with you tonight, man?
Man, I'm just, your show is so important now that the topic is so important that I'm just sitting back thinking, why do so many young black males go to prison?
Mm-hmm.
When you just come to that thought, brother, you just think of our society, the crime issues, the drug dependency, the lack of male role models in the home, and then when they go get some role models, they are not the positive role models that they should try to go and get. So that leads to them doing negative activity to give them a criminal record, and then that criminal record gets you in the system. And once you get in the system, you try to get out and better yourself, and you're looking at sometimes you don't have opportunity. And I'm looking at the person that's getting out. Now, when you go on the flip side, if you come out with a positive state of mind and put your priorities in order, which is God first, take care of your family, and do the best you can for yourself, then you'll be able to prosper and leave all that negativity behind and then go to a positive state. But too many of our young black males are looking toward, I feel like, are the wrong role models in society and in their neighborhood and in life that leads them to want to be like somebody that has went down the wrong path.
Man, I am definitely feeling that, man. You really make a good point tonight, man. And that's what we're going to be talking about, y'all, man. This is a very heated debate tonight because we want to get to the bottom of it. We want to know why it's so many of us as black young men are going to prison. And I want to talk to the young black men out there. Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725. We're going live. Hold on for 1 minute, Lance. We're going out at 214-934. We got so many people are calling into the show tonight. It's crazy. We're going out at 214-934. You live on the radio. Who is this?
This is Miss Sandra.
Hey, Miss Sandra.
How are you?
Man, Hey, I am blessed. Say hi to Lance.
Hello, Lance. How are you?
Hey, Sister Sandra. How you feeling this evening?
Oh, hey, I'm blessed and highly favored. Blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Well, you know, we want to, you know, we're talking about a very important topic tonight, and I wanted to do a special two-hour show. All the artists out there that's calling in tonight for anything else, if you're not calling in strictly about this topic, you cannot be on the show. It's strictly about why is so many of our African-American young black men are going to prison, because I am so tired of seeing us as black men go to prison and not have a life no more. And not only that, but we also have to think about this, man. When you go to prison, it messes up your whole entire record. Let's talk about that, Pastor. And I want you and Sandra both to just elaborate a little bit about that.
Well, I'm going to say this. I believe that Texas in particular, you know, I'm like this. When you do wrong and you go and you do your time, that should be the end of it. But then
mm-hmm.
when you come out,
I would agree.
Because I'm talking about, I'm an ex-felon. So when you come out, they make it so hard. You know, you can't live in a nice apartment. You got to live in the slums. Okay? You can't rent here. You can't do this. You can't do that. Okay? I went to prison and I paid my debt to society, yet I'm still out here paying. So how many
mm-hmm.
times are you going to punish the black man, per se? I'm going to say black man, black woman. How many times are you going to punish the black man?
So let me ask you this.
Talk
let me ask you this.
Business. What else is it?
Do
what
you
else
think?
Is he going to do?
Go ahead. You're right. So let me ask you this. Do you think that this could be a setup? Is this a setup for African-American young black man to be set up? And why?
I think it's a setup to fail. You know, they let you out here. You know, probation is a way. Most people say they'd rather be on probation and parole than parole. Okay, I'm with that. I'm with that. But what I'm not with is that, you know, you go in there and you obtain, say you go in there and you do good while you're in TDC or the
mm-hmm.
feds, what have you. And then, you know, you get a trade and you come out here and the first thing they want to do is they want to knock you because, okay, I got a record. But guess what? What you can see, I got certificates that will prove that I wasn't in there laying on my cot, wasting my time. I got me a trade. So now
mm-hmm.
I'm out here. I can do something now. You know, I'm bringing something
mm-hmm.
to the table. But if you, and you know that I'm telling the truth, but if you have a felony and they talk about, oh, it can't be older than 7 years, man, these people, they full of crap. They just like...
That's true. That's
they
so
just,
true.
Yeah,
that's
they
true.
Just like
that's
the people
true.
For credit. After seven years, they renewing you. After
right.
7 years, they renewing you. You know, so
mm-hmm.
all of this, well, you know, it's longer than 7 years old. You know, that's not true. That is
mm-hmm.
not true. And if they're telling you that, they're lying through their teeth.
And you have a big black patch.
You got a
right.
black eye if you've ever been. If you got a felony, you got a black eye. Society does not give you, Texas does not give you a second chance. Other states
mm-hmm.
are not like Texas. So
you're
my thing is, if God, you know,
right.
as wonderful, as magnificent as he is, if I got to go to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me for my sins, and he washes them away into the sea of forgetfulness, why is it that I have to beat my head against the pavement? You know, I made
and
a mistake.
And you know what,
okay.
And you know what it is? Let me tell you something. Because for you to be incarcerated, let me give you a little history about me. Before I got called into the ministry, I was, you know, into what I call the life, you know, and everybody know what the life is. So
mm-hmm.
I got put on a 3-year probation, deferred adjudication. So
mm-hmm.
when I did that, they will say deferred adjudication is deferred, which means it doesn't matter, you've done it. But that's not true.
Right. It ain't going to go on your record.
But every
they lying about that.
Yeah, every time you try to seek employment, you have to explain that. And with your explanation.
Oh, yeah, they pull up that old arrest record on you.
And with your putting attention on the past, that gets away from your present and your future aspects, because you're so dwelled with them at the present moment on explaining your past, it seems that they can't get over that and looking at you in the present and see what brighter future you could have. Because this is how I feel. If anybody who's had a background and got their stuff together and they come to me and present their self professional and present their self ready to work, if I don't hire them, it's not because of their past. I should not hire them because I had a candidate that was better, but that is not always the case. We sometimes, 99.9% of the time, are the best candidate. We are just being overlooked for our past. So what we have to do is this. We have to create an avenue in which we can stand on our own and be able to create jobs within our God-gifted talent and find ways to make that a financial base so we can be better for self. For instance, like Sister Sandra said, she said certain things they look at on your past and certain things they bring up. That's the trick. See, let me tell you something. The quickest way to get somebody to go back to their past is to bring it up so much that they get frustrated about it. And once they get frustrated about it, they're going to revert back to that, because it's just like this. Okay, you think I'm this, you say I'm this, I might well be what you say I am. So the weak-minded individual goes back into the trap.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain individuals that's understanding that it's a game. So now that we're letting the listeners know that it's a game, it's a trap, we already know how they think of us. So it's kind of like we can go into the battle now with the right type of weapons to use, because we know what we're battling against now.
I like that. You know what? Hold that thought right there. For those who just now tuning into us tonight, we are having a very important conversation. This was on my mind heavy over the weekend. And me, I don't know about y'all, we have decided, I'm going to be honest with y'all, we have decided it ain't about music. It's about the black community. We have to step up as a black community, and we have to start focusing on very important topics that's going on in our black community, because there's a lot of stuff going on in our black community that we are not aware of as black people. We have to be AIDS, the percentage of how many African Americans are with AIDS. We're going to be talking about that in a future topic. We're going to be talking about the very important issue that's going on with us as black people. It's about time that we start focusing on us. There's too many different things happening here in our country for black people, and we need to start hitting these heavy topics. So every night, Monday through Friday, we're going to be hitting these very important topics that's concerning us as black people. That's the reason I wanted to do this show tonight. Why is so many of us as young black men are going to prison? And I want to hear tonight, we got a line full of people listening to the show, calling into the program tonight. I mean, this phone line is full tonight, because we need, this is the most important thing we got to talk about. We got to come up with solutions. We don't want it tonight, when we leave out at 12 o'clock tonight, we want to come up with powerful solutions. We have a lot of people going to be calling in, giving their testimony, their stories about the situation that they was in, living in the housing projects. We got Miss Deborah going to be calling in, talking about how tough it was for raising three boys. So this is going to be a very important topic tonight. I want young black men to please call in. If you've been a victim of going to prison, call in and give us your testimony, because your testimony can be a testimony for the next person, hoping that next person don't go. And another thing we're going to talk about tonight too, Pastor, because you are a minister too, is we want to also get in touch with what can we do as a black community to avoid going down that road. Let's talk about that tonight. What are some tips that we can do to keep us from going down the road? Don't answer that right now, but that's what I want us to talk about tonight. So y'all want to give us a call, call in 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. We're about to bring another powerful brother from Los Angeles, California, Chill Mose. We're going to bring him on right now. He is live with us. He'll be with us tonight as well because he's working with a lot of the gang members out there in Los Angeles, California. Chimo, welcome to the all-new Donnie B Radio Talk Radio Show. Good evening, man.
Hey, how you doing, my brother Donnie B and all the other people that's on the scene and the powerful brother and the sister that's on? This is Chilling Mo from currently leading an international Stop the Violence campaign. Yesterday was a great day. We had ministers in 40 states preaching Stop the Violence in Love with Love. But we'll talk about that at another time. That's a very important topic because of the pandemic of senseless killing and violence that's plaguing society today, not only the black community, but the world. But as far as the topic tonight, as I was listening to everybody talking about their own personal testimonies, and I was listening closely after thinking that you guys were talking about what I would call some of the back end things that happen. But my concern, as I look at that, that's very important also. But my concern is the front end of this and how we can prevent it at an early age. See, as I look across the world and see what's happening across this country, what has happened since the early 60s, there's been a concentrated effort to get the black man out of the family. So it started with it started with social engineering, and at the end of the 50s, there was a president that we had that said that in order to break up the black family, you cut off the head, and that's the man. And so we would start this called social engineering, and that means that with social engineering, they came up with the welfare system. If we give a sister a check to have babies, you'll get this check, but the man cannot be in the house.
So right.
And so that's the history of this. And then that came out throughout the 60s with the welfare system. And I remember clearly being a young man. I had a mother and father in my house. Some of my friends, when the welfare people used to come around and check, they used to check you couldn't have a color TV. And if there was a man in the house, he would and it wasn't the father, or if it was a man in the house, they couldn't get the money, so that sometimes the man had to hide in the closet or in the basement. I remember these things because I've been around for a while, see. And so then you have the educational system now when they have these studies. They look at the reports and the grades of all the black boys in the third grade and those who are not reading up to third grade level and reading at the reading level and at the math level, they can tell right then how many prisons that they need to build to have that's going to house out a young black boy that's not going to make it through high school. Give you
wow.
Some figures. To give you a few figures. Only 48% of young black men graduate out of high school. Only 48%. Only 15% go on to college, and only half of them graduate out of college. 33% of young black boys today don't know who their fathers are. The problem is the family. The family has been decimated. The first problem is the family. Anytime the family structure has been broken up, that's a problem. And so then you look at the educational system that's put in place that is designed to build prisons instead of to build schools. And let me give you another example. Right now, all across this country, they're closing schools in the black community. All across the country, they just closed 54 schools in Chicago because of $43 million. Because of $43 million. Now, a few years ago, the bailout was over $700 billion with a B, was given to the bank who took the money and did not invest the money back in the community. So what you're telling people, what you're telling young people is that schools are not important. There are closing schools in every city. around the country, because I'm leading an international Stop the Violence campaign. I know what's going on in every city around the country. And they're telling me in Danville, Virginia, they're closing three schools on the north side in the black community, but they're keeping schools on the west side in the white community. In Shreveport, they just got $187 million for the school system down there. And they got $100 million a year as a bonus. And they closed the high school in Mansfield, Louisiana. And this is the richest county in Louisiana. And the kids there, which is the number one, one of the best basketball schools in the state, they're going to close that schools down, and they're going to have to get up at 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning to go 40 miles to Shreveport to go to school on the bus and then 40 miles back. What I'm saying is there's a concentrated effort to close schools in inner cities all across the country. And when you tell young people that school is not important, you're sending a strong message to tell them that education is not important. And when you look at the budgets and you're spending trillions of dollars on the military budgets to kill people, but you can't spend millions of dollars for education, that's a problem. And so I'm looking at this on the front end. If the educational process is put in place and it's designed to tell somebody in the third grade at the age of 8 that we can look at these numbers and say, well, if these kids are not reading up to level at the age of 8 years old, then we're already going to make prisons right now to house these children in. And then you look at the privatization of the jails. When you privatize the jails, they're owned by corporations. And so when you all corporations are owning these jails, then you're getting cheap labor. And so instead of spending $15 and $20 for somebody in the corporation to build chairs and to build get all these products that you can see at Walmart, we would much rather have people in jail giving them $15 an hour to do it. And so,
uh-huh.
Wow.
That's cool.
This is economic.
Let's hold that conversation, man. We got people from all across the country, man, calling into the program, especially down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 682-202, been holding for a while. You live on the radio. Who is this?
Hey, Donna B, how you doing? This is Booker.
Booker, good evening, man. Welcome to the show and say what's up to our guest tonight.
Oh, hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Highly favored.
Oh, good, good. And you know, Donna B, I was listening to the topic, and it is true. There is a lot of our African American that are in prison, and the reason why it really stems further back than prison. If you look at the communities, you have, if you do have role models, they're teaching the wrong thing.
Hmm.
And the second point, nowadays, because, as you know, Donna B, I've been working for myself for over 10 years, and I have a program that I help people that, if they got out, the company, they don't care about your background, and I always try to mentor people, but a lot of times when people get out, they think somebody's against them. And I just tell them, you know, I'm not against you, I'm trying to help you out. But another big problem is, half of the time, we don't even care about ourselves.
Hmm.
You know, and like I was talking to a young man today, I met him, and the first thing, I was asking him a couple questions, and I said, you know, if you're really coming to work, you might want to pull your pants up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all the way how you present yourself, and a lot of times, it is a lot of stuff out there that's against us, you know, and it really boils back to how you was raised up, because I know I was raised up, I was blessed to be raised up where my father was there, my grandfather, and they was good role models to me, and they always told me about how to become an entrepreneur. And to be honest with you, if you have men, especially young black men, you need a male role model.
Right.
A lot of our women can't handle us. Let's be real about it.
You better tell it.
You know,
but you know
so
what,
much...
man? Somewhat of what you're saying is good, but I kind of disagree with you on that because if you got a nowadays, if you got a strong mother who my mother raised me. My mother raised me. She was the tough one. Now, don't get me wrong. My daddy was there, too. But my mother was the strong holder in the family. She was the tough one. My daddy was, made, I ain't going to say he was weak, but she was more of the tough one. She was the one that said, hey, you're going to do it like this or else. And to go back to what you're saying, you are right about that. It is how you was raised. Now, I was raised, and back, I'm 41, so I'm still sort of back in the mix of the old school. So back then, my mom did not play. So if you got a good parenting home, like a mother who is a single parent who are raising boys, it can be done. But it's a lot you're gonna have to go through. Now me. The way I was raised, you know, my mom was single for a little while, too, but of course they ended up getting back together. But when I was staying with my mama, she was still tough on me. I still went to school a long time. I still never been in prison, never been to jail before. And that's why I'm asking the question tonight is, what is going on that so many of our young black men are going to prison? Now, you make a good point. You do need that father figure in your life. You do. You got to have that father figure in your life. But can we do without? Can we still do good without having two parents in the household? Let's talk about that.
I'll jump back in, Donna B. You know, I ain't mean to cut you off. I always like to let people to get their thoughts out before I start talking. But I think you can do it as a single parent. It's just going to be more work. And the other thing that was brought up is the education system.
Yeah.
And let's think about our education system now. Okay, you go to school and you graduate, you go to college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the average college graduate is about 80 grand in the hole. And about 6 months after they graduate, the student loan people are calling their phone asking them, where is my money?
Mm-hmm.
College... It's good.
We don't even have a job yet.
Exactly. But not only that, college is one of the biggest money makers around. Not only that, let's be honest. Nowadays, if you have the internet, you can get a real good education. The only thing the paper says is, hey, look, I paid this money. But guess what? Donna B, I have people calling me every day. There's a guy called me the other day. He had a PhD. Couldn't even find a job, man. He didn't even have a record. You know,
That's crazy.
Education is fine, and I don't knock education because we as a people, we need it. But if you have the basics, you can get around. And like I say, I run several companies that don't even care about your background, but it is a stigma. Once people get out, they hold that against you until you're in the coffin.
You're right.
Yeah,
it's
just being honest, man.
And to kind of weigh in on what you guys saying, what everybody's saying is very important. But like the brother saying, this has to stop the violence program. See, we saying why? What do we sometimes say? What do we do when we get out? What do we try to do when we get out? No, what we need to be focusing in on, what do we need to do so we won't go in?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I like
that. So now that, like the brothers, they can tell that 8 years old, they haven't projected what they're going to do. And we understand that the prison system is big business because down here in Texas, in my neighborhood where I'm from and surrounding neighborhoods in the state of Texas, our neighborhoods triple any other city that has people in
incarcerated.
I'm from Dallas, raised in Highland Hills, from Oak Cliff to the southern sector of Dallas, and they triple the inmates that's in the penal system in Texas. Mm-hmm. Now, what this tells me is this. We have a lack of something going on in the home, and the lack of something going on in the home relates back to government aid from the woman, like the brother say, so the man can't be around. Now, when you can pay $30 a rent and you're getting food stamps for producing kids, the woman feels like the man is not needed for except for one thing, to produce more kids.
Hello. I don't feel like that. I ain't
going to
be able to get you that.
So now that they have put that system in the woman mind, it's a struggle for the man to say, okay, I'm the head of the house. I'm going to get out and go home, and we're going to go do what we need to do and bring it back to the house and put it on the table and provide for the family. They have built a system where the man's position is not of importance to the black woman. So, and then when the man tries to play his position, sometime by women, and this is not women bashing, this is the truth, they disrespect his position, so he goes back to where he was doing whatever he was doing. Now, this comes from the system. Now, my parents have been together 52 years, a beautiful thing. I know people who have one parent in a household. The problem is not the parent out of the household. The problem is both of the parents being parents to the children if they're not together. That's the biggest problem. See, a parent has to be a parent. I have a daughter, and I haven't been with my daughter's mother in 19 years, but I have been in my daughter's life for 21. So that didn't stop me from being a parent because I was raised off the importance of proper parenting. So when we get back to the parents knowing what their role model is and coming into the home, and if certain situations lead to the mother and the father not getting along and being together, and for some God-forbidden reason, they have to separate, hopefully they can stay together in terms of the children's well-being. And that's what seems to happen too many times. Some people are holding their children hostage to being properly parent due to the lack of love in the relationship on the man and woman's part.
So what you're saying is that's really the wrong reason to stay with that person if you only stand with that person for that reason.
What I'm saying is this. Why do so many black men go to the pen? It comes back to, like the brother say, the home.
Mm-hmm.
So if the role model is out of the home, if he does leave the home, he needs to have the ability to come back into the home when it's only for situations had to do with the children, so he can always be a parent to his children. Sometimes when they leave the home, they never come back because they cannot use their proper tools of parenting. See, if a man and woman break up and the man leaves the house, he should still be able to come back to the house and discipline those children. It has nothing to do with his ex-wife. But that's not happening. So then the man, the young boys and the young women sometimes stray and look at people that are not the proper role models. And let me say something that we're running away from. Hip-hop basically runs the society how we see it and everything we look at, from commercial to athletics to everything. Everything has this quote-unquote hip-hop type of swag. Now, if we use the proper role models in those fields that's given the proper message, then we'll stop blaming a certain thing as being the reason why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I tell you what, stay right there. I'm telling you, man, this phone line is blowing up. I mean, seriously, this phone line. We have a heated debate. Shout out to everybody that's listening to us from Facebook. If you listen to us from Facebook, y'all make sure y'all give us a call. The number is 347-989-1725. And we're talking about why so many of our African-American young black men are going to prison. And we're going to talk back in a few minutes with Chill Most because he's doing a lot with the gang unit out there, the gang members out there in Los Angeles. And maybe that this is an opportunity for some young black brothers here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and in other places, maybe they can get together, and maybe we can do something. I heard he's got a big program that he's working on, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about that in a few more minutes. But let's go live. We got the phone lines are blowing up, and we're going to go live down to area code 817-716. You are live on the hottest new talk show.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening.
Hey, Steph, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Blessed. Can't complain.
Good. Well, I've been listening to, you know, what the gentlemen have been saying, and a lot of what they're saying is very true. And I'm a mother. I have three sons, and I consider myself a survivor of the 80s, because in the 80s, that's when the gang violence really hit Dallas-Fort Worth. And
right.
my children were almost teenagers. And I have one son that was shot at the age of 12, and he wasn't in a gang or anything. It was somebody running through the projects shooting at another guy, and he shot my son who was standing nearby. But during the next couple of days, my son was initiated into the Crip gang, and I guess because he had taken a bullet, that was the initiation. So I just believe parents should educate themselves on the signs. You know, I didn't know. I didn't know what the tattoos meant. I didn't know what the colors meant. They started wearing certain colors. And I didn't know what any of that meant until my oldest son told me that, you know, he was in a gang. I said, gang, he's 12 years old. What are you going to do, ride by on the scooter? But God. And I heard the young man say something about the mothers can't raise sons. Well, I was really kind of, I met a guy who told me that. You know, you got boys, you need a man over your boy. A woman cannot raise a boy to be a man, you know. So I thought, okay, well, you know, maybe he's right about that. But I got myself into an abusive situation. This man was very abusive to me and my children. So I was with this man 12 years because, you know, as he said, I need a man. I need a man over those boys. Well, thank God I came out with my life alive, and, you know, my children are okay. And but you know what? If you are a single mom and you're listening, take your children to church.
Amen.
You know, men that you say, go to the pen and come out, women, if he's abusive, don't let him back in. I heard the young man say, well, you know, he needs to come back in and be a parent to his kids. If he is worthy, if he shows that woman that he has changed, but the men are so abusive toward women and children nowadays, a woman is almost, hey, they got to get out and get a job. They got to do something for their children because they don't know if this man is going to come in and kill her. We hear it every day. So women, be independent. You know, of course the kids need a father if he's going to be a father. But it's because, like the guy said, the system is set up where the woman has to get on food stamps. She has to get on welfare because he's locked up and she's got three babies.
Mm-hmm.
So the system is set up really for the woman to fail, not only for the man to fail because he's locked up, but for the woman to fail. Because the child support don't come to her. The child support goes to the Attorney General's office.
Yes.
The food stamps, the welfare, they're gonna be recycled. That goes back into the government. So, ladies, the only thing I can say, take your children to church. I prayed for my sons. I anointed them before they went to school. I got all. They wore crosses on their forehead. And another thing, gentlemen, if you can mentor, see, Reverend Sutton was in my son's life. I don't know if y'all ever heard of Reverend Sutton before, but he used to have sleepovers with the boys, and, you know, he was always there for the boys in Ripley Arnold Project as Donnell Ballard. You know, he would have sleepovers in the clubhouse, and he really took these young men under their wing. So we don't have enough men to be mentors. I don't know if the program, they have Big Brother, Big Sister program. That's good. But we need to stop talking about it, and we need to be about it.
All right, my sister. I like that.
Yeah.
For those who just now tuning in to us, we're talking about why so many young black men are going to prison. And they're not just going to prison at 13, 14, and 15. I'm seeing them. We actually see them going to prison now at 8, 9 years old. What's up with that? Let's talk about that, Lance, real quick. Why is it that the kids are going to prison so early? We're looking at 8-year-olds.
Well, you know, I used to work at a school in Dallas. It was called Community Education Partners, and they called it CEP. And when kids get into trouble at their public schools, they will put them in what they call alternative school. And some of them in the fourth and fifth grade, and come to find out that the school that put the school together, it also has something to do with building prisons. So they had where the women is on one side, I mean, the girls on one side, the boys on one side. When they come in, they have to take off their belt. They have to take off their shoes. They are getting searched. So what is this doing? They are training them for a level and a place where they have already paid for them to go. That's not college. That's not school. It's the correctional facilities. They start them out in TYC, and then that T turns into a D when they get to the older age, the TDC. So what some of this program that they say is an alternative, it's an alternative to set them up for the correctional facility. So what we need to do, I mean, I'm going to keep on harping on this because it keeps on going back to the same point that the brother from Cali say, the other brother that called in say, what the sister called in and said, that's the single parent, what Sister Sandra is saying. It all goes back to strong family values and education and putting God first and finding you the proper place for the proper worship and keep a positive state of mind. It's always going to be family and education and God first.
All right, I tell you what, don't go anywhere. We got to pay some bills. This is how we keep the radio show on. We're going to take a quick station break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. It's official 1047 right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's Central Standard Time. We're going to take a quick station break, and when we come back, we're going to bring in Mr. Washington, Dwayne Washington, live with us coming up right after this.
On Crikey.com, streaming at 320, broadcasting 24/7. Life is better with music at 320K.
Thank you very much for listening to this radio station at this present moment in time. Now, we do need your help. All we need from you is to hit them logos above your head at least twice a week. And please tell your friends or anybody else that you know that listens to this radio station at this present moment in time to hit them advertising logos twice a week. It is important to this radio station for you to do that, as this radio station, which is a part of the www.crikey.com network, will grow. And without your help, yes, your help, this station will not grow. So think about it. The next move for version 3 is down to you. Now please, hit them logos above your head at least twice a week, and the station that you're listening to will grow a lot faster. More hits, closer we get.
The first annual Urban Underground Awards 2013. The Urban Underground Awards is dedicated to bring recognition to the nation. Hard-working, unsigned, underrated talent in all genres, music, fashion, blogging, etc., in 20-plus categories. The 2013 Urban Underground Awards recognize all talent annually. First phase has begun, the submission phase. In order to compete, contestants must submit 2 to 3 songs, type biography, including a picture, via email. In addition, submissions will be also accepted for models and graffiti artists also. The models and graffiti artists must submit 2 photos of their work beginning April 1st. The email address to submit to competition is urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. I do repeat, urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. And don't forget, log in to cboyuradio.com. With the rules and regulations, and most important, the category. Peace.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm your man, Mr. Donnie B. Check this out, man. Everybody's talking about the hottest new late night show, Up and Down Magazine Radio. Make sure you check us out Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. as we talk about entertainment, celebrity, we talk about news, we talk about community, we talk about what you want to hear. Call in every night and be part of the conversation. Be part of what everybody's talking about. Again, the telephone number is 347-989-1725. Tune in to us weeknights, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are definitely making a difference.
Go to the streets is here. Blocks Magazine. That's www.blockzebramagazine.com. Get with us for your marketing, promotion, and branding services. You need radio play? We got that. You need EPKs? We got that. You need viral marketing? We got that. You need PR? We got that. Websites, graphics, whatever you need, we got that. That's www.blockzebramagazine.com. Or follow us on Twitter at Blocks Magazine. Let's go.
Face Entertainment, Lil' B Mafia Music, in corporation with Don Squad Magazine, presents rapper, singer, Meow Baby, G-Fly, Kellogg's Kitty Cat King, performing live May the 3rd, Friday, at the Don Squad Magazine Awards Show in Richmond, VA, at Mirage. Yes, sir. For more information, call 804-601-0344 or 910-374-8947. Dime, D-Y-M-E Squad Magazine Awards at YOLA, YOLASITE.com. And vote me, Meow Baby, G-Fly. I am the best me for the best mix CD of the year.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Yeah, that's right, baby. You are live on the hottest late night conversation where we're talking about why so many young black men are going to prison. Now, before the break, we was talking about that, man, but guess what? We kind of want to talk about some solutions, too. We want to talk about, you know, my mom always say if you're not part of the problem, if you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem. Do y'all agree with that?
Yes. Yeah, I totally do.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, we're gonna bring in Mr. Washington, who's been waiting very patiently. He's live with us from Fort Worth, Texas. Good evening, man. Welcome to the All New Donnie B Radio Talk Radio.
Hey, Donnie, how you doing, man? Glad to have glad to be here, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Glad you're here, man. You've been hearing the conversation. I know you've been hearing the hot topic, man. Give us your thoughts, man.
Well, you know, I think, number one, I want to say that a lot of what everybody said is exactly true. And not only that, the problem is a complex issue. It's not just, you know, one size fits all. It's not one thing. And so it's not one thing that'll fix it. And so as we have a program called Gentleman Society. And what we do is we take young men between 8 and 18 and we train them how to become gentlemen. And so we put them through 23 courses. Everything from speech and communication, anger management, behavior modification, how to treat a lady, dressing for the occasion, where they learn the difference between black tie, white tie, business casual, and even entrepreneurship. Basically, everything that a father would teach his son before he's 18. What we noticed by accident is that the program that we started in Fort Worth, because we thought it was a Fort Worth problem, and we started in a project, we thought it was a project problem, and then we thought it was just a poor kid's problem. And as we expanded, we noticed that it wasn't just a poor kid's problem. It's not a rich kid's problem. It's not even a Texas problem. We now have expanded to 23 states. And it's not even an American problem. We've expanded to 6 different countries, all the way across the globe to New Zealand. And so it is an issue that is growing. It is multifaceted. It's not, once again, it's not just one thing. We have everything from environment, which is very important. You know, if I start speaking Arabic right now, if I said Marahabe Kihaili, probably very few of your listeners would understand what I'm saying because they didn't grow up around it and they're not surrounded with it. And so the reason that I say that is that if we're expecting kids to think success if we're expecting them to be a man, if we're expecting them to do that, they've got to be surrounded by it. So we say all the time, if we can control your what you see and what you hear, basically if we can control your environment, to some degree we can control your thinking and therefore control your actions and destiny. So and there's a lot of things that are stacked against our kids. If you are in an urban neighborhood, I would encourage you just to go down to the courthouse one day, especially a youth courthouse, and just sit and watch the sentencing. It's very odd that if you go to the prisons, you see something different than the population suggests. I mean, our kids make up, from an African-American perspective, they make up anywhere from 12 to 14% of the population from a male perspective. But when I go to the prisons, and especially the youth prisons, the numbers are quite different. I mean, when I'm looking around, there's 80% that look like me, then that suggests that there is a problem. And whenever you can sit in the courthouse and you can watch one kid get probation or get a slap on the wrist or get put in a treatment house, and then you see another child with the exact same charge with no priors get 10 years for the same thing, well, you know, there's a problem. It's pretty obvious that there's a problem. And so it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not one smoking bullet. There's a lot of things that are going into that. If we look at one of you guys mentioned the radio and hip-hop, which is interesting because that's what's actually causing some of the problems around the world. Around the world, they don't have things like the FCC to even stop the cuss words from being played on the radio. It's actually worse. If you go to a place like Belize, literally all the songs that we bleep are not bleeped on the radio. And so what happens is that same mentality goes along with it. I remember being on the border of Belize and Guatemala in a small little town called San Ignacio, not too far from Junantanish, which is a Mayan ruin, and I'm seeing kids sag their pants. You know, I'm teaching in small little villages across the world in third world countries, and I'm hearing kids say stuff like for shizzle, and that's the illest car I ever seen in my life. Well, that the thing is that music has something that travels with it, and unfortunately, it's beginning to infect not only our kids here, but kids around the world. And so when you have that infectious thing come inside of you, and I'm not saying that rappers are evil or anything like that, I'm just saying that we have the perfect storm. When you have this mentality that's talented by the music that they hear, you'll see that the problems go along with it, and they're exacerbated when there is no strong role model in the house to counteract what's going on. You know, sometimes I'll have friends that say, well, you know, I listen to this music and nothing happens to me. Well, the thing is, you also are surrounded by things that allow you to think differently. If this is all you heard every day, if this is all you saw, well, it will begin to affect your thinking and therefore your thought patterns, your speech, your actions, your character, and your destiny. But it all starts with your environment. And so if we look back at the people who are controlling the environment, it's usually not that many. For example, when we take radio, especially urban radio. Urban radio is controlled by a very few amount of people. And I've sat in the room with some of these types of people before, and it is amazing the kinds of things that come out of their mouth. And I think that if we want to solve the problem, we've got to do it from several different fronts. You have to get involved with the local organization that is doing something, because kids do need to see somebody doing something. There is no way that they're going to learn anything without somebody showing them. There's absolutely no way. It's just like you thinking in Japanese all of a sudden, and no one's taught that to you. No one's going to up and become a man all of a sudden. If someone is a phenomenal father, phenomenal dad, and phenomenal husband, you can best believe that either whether he knew it or not, he's seen one somewhere. Somebody showed him how to be. Whether it's his own father, whether it was the guy across the street, whether it was just a teacher that was influencing him and he didn't even know it, it's kind of like a kid learning English. He wasn't trying to learn English. He was just surrounded by it all the time. And so when you're surrounded by that, you'll begin to imitate everything that you're surrounded by, whether that's good or bad. So get involved with that. For those people who are political, I would encourage you to start getting involved politically. There's a lot of different ways to do that. We just finished lobbying some things to get some laws changed with kids getting 100 times the time for crack cocaine than they do for pure cocaine. That's just ridiculous. You know, not that I'm an advocate for doing any But, I mean, come on, you're going to lock a kid up for, you know, 10 or 15 years for having crack, and the next kid, you give them a slap on the wrist for having cocaine. I mean, it's just, it's when they pass these types of laws, it's very evident, you know, and apparent what's going on. So become involved. In school, for example, a lot of times in lower income neighborhoods, they'll pass things that are basically zero tolerance, which means that when we were in school, we had a fight, you got some pops, you went back to school, you know, you had to shake hands, and then you guys go back to class. Now these kids not only get kicked out, not only get sent to an alternative school, and I'm totally with you with the, it's actually called pipeline to prison, what's going on, and Texas didn't create it, but Texas is perfecting it, that's for sure.
Right.
But not only do they get that, but they also get an assault charge on the record, and they're charged with that assault charge. So at 14 years old, I mean, before you even have your first, you know, weekend job delivering papers, you've got an assault charge, all because you had a skirmish, you know, at school. It's just totally ridiculous because that's going to stay on your record forever. So here you are. You can go to college all day. You can get out at 23 and try to get a job with a bank, and they're going to pull up an assault charge on your record. Well, you're not going to get a job at the bank with an assault charge on your record. The number of bank presidents that will hire you with that is going to be far and few between. And so, you know, get involved from a school perspective. You know, if the schools are not meeting your needs, help start one. We just started a school in Fort Worth, actually paid for by the Fort Worth ISD. This is an all-boys school, and it's a leadership academy. Get involved. I encourage you. If you're looking, if you can't figure out what to do, call us up. You know, you're looking around the world. We probably have a site near you. Go to gentlemenssociety.org or email me directly at info@gentlemenssociety.org. That's GENTLEMENS. SOCIETY.org. Get involved with somebody somewhere. I mean, I'm with all what all you guys said is exactly true. Even all the way up to the young lady saying that we have to start talking, stop talking about it, and start being about it. If we wrote to these radio stations and said, hey, look, we're going to protest against you. We're going to file an FCC complaint every time we hear something that's inappropriate, pornographic, or is using curse words on the radio, and they start getting charged for that, trust me, they will correct course and they won't do that anymore. It's the same thing that happened with the Super Bowl and Janet Jackson. Because they got all those fines, they put things in place so that it wouldn't happen again. So instead of us just taking it, what we need to do is take a stand and start to change the things, especially, and once again, we got to fight them on a couple of fronts, you know, to the people who are owning this, who are controlling it, we need to pressure them to be able to say, hey, don't feed this crap to our community. You know, if I turn on urban radio, here in Texas and in DFW, we have, you know, some urban radio stations. I won't name them because I'm not trying to say that they're horrible, you know. But if I turn them on, I'm gonna hear about, you know, drugs, violence, sex, and gangs and the whole nine. Well, if I go to the hood, I see problems of drugs, sex, violence, gangs, the same thing. You know, and so it is life perpetuating art is exactly what it is because that's what they hear every day.
Right. Not only that, man, but you know what, man, you make a good point. Not only that, but you've seen it on TV a little bit more now. It's on TV, y'all on TV, and it's not after 10 o'clock. I see one program on at 7, 8 o'clock in the evening with that.
Exactly. Once again, if I can control what you see and what you hear, to some degree I can control how you think. So keep that in mind. You know, one of the things that we do in Gentleman Society is they have a charge every week, something that they have to do for that week. One of their charges in one week is, I just want you to listen to your environment. I want you to listen to the TV. I want you to listen to the radio, but I want you to listen to it different. I want you to listen to the radio as if it is giving instruction. Then I want you to look for people in your environment that are following the instruction that the TV and the radio is giving. And that is a wake-up call for them to realize, you know, if the stanky leg is the thing that's out, you'd be surprised how many people in your 24-hour period are doing the stanky leg. They're actually personifying that which they heard. And when you really get that, you understand how intrusive those things that you hear and see are, and you can begin to actually control it.
Wow, Mr. Watson, you said a handful of tonight. We needed to see that. So that's part of the solution right there. What you just said, we was looking for solutions, and you just name a few of those solutions that we can do as a community, and what we can come and how we can come together. For those who are just now tuning in to us right here on WB Radio, we're talking to Mr. Wayne Washington. We also have a group of different people that's calling into the program. We talking to Chill Mose, we talking to Miss Lance, Mr. Lance, and we also talking to Sandra Ford, who works with the HIV/AIDS outreach community in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we'll be getting with you, Miss Sandra Ford, on that in the future, probably, you know, during the near future for that. Mr. Wayne Washington, thank you so much for taking out your time talking to us, man. You made some really good points. You want to go ahead and give out some quick information real quick?
Not a problem. Once again, if you want to contact me, I'm gonna do something I normally don't do. I'm going to give out not only a web address and email address, I'm going to give out my phone number for those that want to actually contact me. And I'm going to give
you
my
Hold up. I got to get a pee.
Mr. Washington, you ain't never done that. Y'all better enjoy this one.
I got a feeling somebody out there is looking for some help right now. They don't know what to do, whether it's you want to get involved or whether you have a son. You don't know what to do. It's out of control. Let me tell you something. There's one thing that we do really, really well, and that's deal with kids. We are ordained, and we are chosen for that. We get kids out of drug houses. We have kids that were gangbanging at 11, now they're in college. So that's what we do very, very well. And you may be in that situation. And so give us a call. I'm going to give you the web address again. It's www.gentlemenssociety.org. That's two S's in the middle, GENTLEMENSSOCIETY.org, gentlemenssociety.org. You can email me at info@gentlemenssociety.org. And check this out. This is my personal line I'm about to give you. Donnie knows if this is going to be true. It's 817-500-3492. I'm going to give that one more time, 817-500-3492. Let me tell you, that's not to my assistant. That's not to my office. That's directly to me. So if you need to get me.
What is your name?
You need to give me a call right now. Once again, 817-500-3492. This is Pastor Dwayne Washington.
Okay, Dwayne Washington, okay. Pastor Dwayne Washington.
You got it.
All right.
Hey, you know me, I got to get it right. I write everything down.
She showed it.
Thank you, Donnie D, for having me.
Name of your church, Pastor Washington.
Huh?
Give me a shout out to your church. What is, I mean.
Oh, let me give a shout out to everybody at the Love Church. We just celebrated an anniversary yesterday. It was off the hook, off the chain. Thank y'all for coming. We love all of y'all.
Man, y'all heard it first, right?
Yes,
well,
sir.
Right. Thanks for having me on there.
You know I got to come with mine.
And I'm going to have to come back and visit, too. Don't go yet. Don't go yet.
Okay.
We got people
gonna
still.
Hang up.
Yeah, we
I'm
still got people calling in to the program. Let's go live. Let's go live to area code. We got a lot of people calling in. Let's go live to area code 336 area code. You are, let me see, trying to get to 336. We got so many people calling in.
Okay. While you're trying to figure that out, I'm going to have to give a shout-out to my pastor, Dr. Michael A. Evans, Sr., from Bethlehem Baptist Church in God's country, Mansfield, Texas. If anybody here is in need of a church home, come on out to God's country, 1188 West Broad Street, Mansfield, Texas.
Now, you know, we all on the show, and everybody has this thing that you see, the only way you can make it, you got to have God in your life. I mean, that's just
hold
the only
on for one
thing.
Second.
That's the only way it's going to work.
Let's hold that thought for a minute. We finally got 336 live on the phone line with 336-987. You live on the radio. Who's this?
Hey, Donnie B. This is Madam Juicy. How you doing?
Hey, Madam Juicy, welcome to the show, to the late night show. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
Blessed. Can't complain.
Hey, how's your baby doing?
He is getting big. He's 6 years old now.
And he's reading good, yes?
Yes, he is. He's doing real good.
That's good. Look,
thanks to you.
I see your question. I saw it on Facebook, right?
Uh-huh.
So I responded on Facebook. So first I'm going to read you what I said to you on Facebook, and I'm then going to expound upon that, okay? Okay. What I said to you on Facebook was, this is the topic that needs to be on Capitol Hill, but it will never be addressed in the manner it should be, because there's big money in locking niggas up. Just like it was beneficial for them during cotton picking days, same nigga, just different system. Ain't shit changed, because when them niggas hit them farms, they them same cotton picking niggas. Open your eyes to modern day slavery. Too many of them niggas in the system wrongfully behind this crooked ass system. So the question might not be, question ain't why niggas in jail. The question is, why is the system so crooked? And all of them officials, from the policeman to the lawyer to the prosecutor to the judge, pledging oath to do right by the citizens of this nation. And you asking the wrong question. And the other question may be, is how are these niggas even able? They was born in a crooked system out to get them as soon as they fell out. So what is the question? And I want to say that everything I've heard thus far, it is correct, but I have to add this in, because this is, to me, this is like the foundation of what the problem is the system. And the reason why I say this, Donnie B., is because right now I'm in school, and we just had, no lie, about a week ago, a professor from Duke University come to my school. And he's a law professor, and he has so many different credentials and everything, right? So he's sitting in front of all of us communication majors, and he's telling us about different cases that he has done and other prosecutors have done about how they wrongfully, you know what I'm saying, knowing that people may be not guilty, and they continue to still press on with the case, knowing that they're putting people behind bars. So after he told us all that stuff in which he came to tell us about how crooked the system is, then he asked us for questions. And, you know, Donnie B., I was the first person with my hand up and asked the question. And I say to him, I say, because he's telling us all this so we can be aware. And I say to him, I say, you came to our school and you're telling all these people. And I said, I'm not slow. I said, you're telling all of us that the system that you work in is crooked. I say, so who's prosecuting the prosecutor? Who's prosecuting? You know, who's doing those things? Because I don't have any kids, but I pray that whenever I do have them, the Lord leads me in the right direction with my son, because I do want a son. But I do have three nephews, and I tell my nephews, unfortunately, I have to tell them this because they are black, that the system is out to get you just because of your color of your skin and because you are a male. You don't have to do nothing. And I know a lot of the people that call before, and they, you know, a lot of niggas in jail is not in jail. Like I said, they're in jail wrongfully. So if you already have somebody that's targeted from the jump, it don't matter how much polishing, it don't matter how much a daddy's in their life, because I'm sure them same daddies that are role models, they probably had run-ins with the law too. Now, I have to say to my nephews, unfortunately, I have to tell them, and that's a bad stigma on a child to have to tell them you already a target. So to me, the system, and then I also heard somebody say something about the culture in which we live in and how we are living our culture, and I say that is true, and that's why it's never going to get fixed, because they are letting our culture be corrupted. Now, we talked in my sociology class, Donnie B., how the Muslim countries, they don't even allow Barbie dolls in their country. And the reason why is because they don't want that type of, you know, whatever, on influence on the women there. Now, you can have your own opinion about it, but I'm just saying, I personally like the fact that, you know, they control it. I'm not saying that I don't want to say that they're controlling, but they don't want their girls to be looked in that light. So in a sense, our government can do the same. They don't have to air BET. They don't have to air none of that BS. You want to take PBS off the system, but put all this other mess on? Come on, it's a system. It's not. I think we're putting too much stress on these black boys, and not enough stress on the system. It's like, I don't know, Donnie B. This I couldn't wait for you to hit me in, because when that lawyer told us that in front of everybody, I was just sitting there waiting the whole time to say, well, who is watching you? You know what I'm saying?
So let me
ask you. You know what he said to me? He said, that's a good question. And he said, you need to come down and work by me. I said, that's not what I'm in school for, too. You went to school for that. You the one that pledged the oath. So, man, I can't save the world.
So let me ask you this. What do you think is the solution to this?
Well, I think the solution is more than one answer, but I think the first thing we got to get is, first off, before there's even any person in the system, there is the system. First, you got to fix the system before you can put people in the system. So if the system's already corrupt and messed up, those people that are subject to the system, they got a place for them. They got a place for them. You got to fix the system. It's just... And I'm not taking no credit or nothing off of people that do wrong.
If you do wrong.
Hold that thought
for a minute. I want to read a couple different emails that are coming in. I want to say a big shout out to Susan Jackson. She is listening to us in Florida right now, and she's saying that right now that she don't have no faith in our president, and she thinks everything we're saying is a good thing. But the system here is to fail us. It's already meant to fail our young black man. And she's an African-American woman, and she's very angry and upset that our president, Barack Obama, is not doing enough to save our young black man. This is a heated debate. I told you it's going to get a heated debate tonight. I want somebody to kind of weigh in on this conversation. Whoever want to weigh in on this conversation, your microphone is open.
Okay, Donna B., I do want to say something about the sister, what she said about Barack Obama.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
He has Lil Wayne on his iPod. He has several songs. And this is hearsay, but, you know, I listen to CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. And if the president is listening to Lil Wayne on his iPod, then we lost.
Manager, what do you think about that?
You know, when it comes to what she said about Barack has failed us, you know, the energy that we use to get them in is not the same energy we use in our community to elevate us in our community. And what I mean by that is we had a lot of positive energy to vote a person in that hasn't done what we thought that he would do. And politicians and politics have went basically totally against the principles in which they were built, because the country was basically built off biblical principles, and they have went against those principles. So the people that are in positions to hold those principles are not holding the correct and exact principles. So they're promising something that they don't even mean. And they can't do, and we get mad at them when they can't do it, and we knew they couldn't do it anyway.
Right. But the question is, if it's something that you can't do, would you say that you can't do it? I mean, if I'm the president, am I going to just lie and say I can't do it? Can I just say, you know, this may happen and this may not happen? I'd rather for you to be real with me than to tell me it's going to happen and I'm looking forward to it. That's like a child asking for candy. If I tell that child he's going to get candy and I don't get that child no candy, then that child's going to be disappointed in me. So what I'm saying is President Barack Obama has to stand up and say that if it's something he cannot do, then say you cannot do it. Don't have the people thinking that you can do it and you can't do it. You knew you couldn't do it in the beginning.
Donna B.
I totally agree with
you. Manager, go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Donna B, that is not even on their agenda. So how can they talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to talk about that because it's big business in doing this. So they run for the money. So the morals and all that other stuff that we live in by, they don't live by the same rules in which we live by. So you can't expect them to act in the manner in which you want them. They're not going to talk about this. So.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you want to fight for something, go up there and try to get some people, out. You know, like the man told me, I am going to call that man because, you know, he, I feel like, offered
he gave me an invite, you know, and I'ma just, but why should I be telling you? You know this. This is a system in which you practice every day, and you've just been in here
right.
for an hour, and I just picked it up that quick.
Wow. Oh man, you know what? We got let's go to the phone lines, man. We got, I mean, people from all over Facebook is coming. We got people from all over talking. this is like I told you, Miss Simon, this was gonna be a heated debate tonight. I told you that, and it's definitely a heated debate going on right now.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
Look, we should have some T-shirts made up that say "Fix the System."
Say what?
Yeah. I said we should get the T-shirts made up that say. I said we should get the T-shirts made up that say "Fix the System."
Okay, we're going live to the phone lines. We got Mr. John White live with us right now. He is live with us. Welcome to the show, man.
Good afternoon. Good evening. It's very interesting. How's everyone?
Hey, good. How about
you? Good. We're basically on tap as well. The village in the borough of Harlem, New York. The weather's okay. I'm listening to everyone, and I'm listening to the voices. One, Barack Obama is the CEO of a nonprofit private corporation called the United States of America. He's the CEO of that corporation, and in this republic, we have an industrial prison complex. So from 0 to 25 years of age, young Asiatic / so-called African-American males are quickly on the radar to be eliminated.
Hmm.
So when you have the gun, which is the equalizer to the male private part, or the penis, excuse the expression, this is what it is. They don't hang you on trees anymore. This is the equalizer. And then they send the defective weapons in our communities, and they kill innocent bystanders.
Right.
And it's no different than the Europeans, the parents up in Connecticut, who were teaching and training their babies and their children to go out and wage war in the community. They're doing it in lump sum. We're doing it to ourselves. When young black males are very disruptive, because this is ignorance, and it starts in the home, because when grandmother homeschooled our mothers homeschooled us via the womb. When you do not honor your mothers and your grandmothers, and you're going out here,
oh, you better tell it.
You're shooting young women, babies. That means that, and you know, we're not saying anything to knock anyone, but it has to be addressed. When you have young men that aspire to be like the rulers of darkness, those, the gang members, the real gang members that wear the Roman uniform, when you have women leaving home, leaving their marriages, leaving their husbands and their babies to swear in under the uniform code of military justice and fight for Romans all around the hemisphere, killing innocent babies, women, children, and men, then you're going to have that this same behavior displayed here within these borders of this hemisphere here. Then you have a lot of disruption when males are waging war on other males. Males are waging war on their own mothers and daughters. Males that are the distributors of death and destruction, so-called drugs, this crap that's made up in labs. And then now they have a new get high on the market as a pill. You get the same effect of the crack. The alcohol is liquid crack. People that are doing that, then we are engaging in death and destruction, smoking cigarettes. So when our children, our babies see this, it's a serious thing, because you have a lot of the so-called politicians also injected and infusing in the community. In order to be successful, you have to be like us. And then, in order to have that success, you must murder your mother and your grandmother. If you do not honor your mothers, this is happening. And then the ignorance that has prevailed in these communities around the hemisphere, all around the world, We see the children are running down the street, and they want to be so-called gang members. The Bloods and the Crips and all that stuff sucks. They need to wake up. The fathers and mothers, grandmothers, we need to really make a stand, because if we're going to sit at the same table with red and blue on, and we're going to assassinate our mothers and grandmothers, there's a problem, because there is an injection of the dumb down in the community that says, you want to be successful, you must murder everybody in your community. And then those that look like you and resemble you, that's crazy. And you can't kill the women, because women give life. If you kill the women, that woman has given life to you. So how can you murder her? And the fathers are in the prison cell. He's in cell 101. His son is in cell 102. And he has a hit to take his father out, because daddy was a Rolling Stone. He never knew a son. So the son takes the father out, and then visitors come later and tell him, well, look, so-and-so was here, that's your father. And then he realized he killed his father. The same thing is, because we also have our women that's involved also in the dumb down, because our women are giving birth, but they are feeding the children poison, which is the Similac. That's a disconnect, because once you attach the baby, the infant, to the breast and the knee, that's a warmth and that's a connection. We have a disconnect because the European is saying, we're selling you Similac. You don't know what's in it. Then our women are killing themselves, their inner selves, because they don't understand law. They're killing themselves with Depo-Provera, which is so-called birth control. You give that to someone or an elephant that's profoundly retarded, and then they get hysterectomy, and then they wipe that out. And that's another form of genocide. So we have to see what's going on here. This is by design. Barack reads the script and he memorizes the script. Barack is nothing more than an errand boy. That's all that is. And people that where he's supposedly from in Chicago, you have the highest murder rate where he's out there giving these speeches, and people from his neighborhood are being murdered. A young lady pregnant was shot down and gunned down. And it's sad because they're not going to say anything. They're going to make it look good, but he can't say but so much. Barack is not who you think he is. He's a CEO of a nonprofit private corporation called the United States of America. The U.S. military is the Roman military. That's run by the people in England and the Pope. So yep. We got to get this together, because in that prison industrial complex, that's a slave court and slave dungeon. This is modern day kidnapping through the tribunal they call courts. Once you swear on the Bible, it's a done deal. It's about birthrights, status, jurisdiction, and adjudication. It's a serious thing here. We have to know what we're doing. And they use spells and words of art. So once you swear on that Bible, they start going berserk, and this is for the sole purpose of making money. Anywhere from 180,000 to 300 to 600 something thousand per year per sale.
Wow.
A cigarette can get you murdered in prison. If you have a carton, you're a kingpin. This is crazy. So the flip here is that we must know ourselves. If we don't know ourselves and start raising our sons, and then the sons and the daughters, we must respect and honor our grandmothers, because once males commit a crime on women, that's the highest crime in the universe, because from that womb, there's 13 menstrual cycles a year. The woman gives life. She gives life to us. And if we don't respect that and know what to do in times of need, it's about prayer and coming together. We can fix these things, but we must have to awaken. A lot of us are asleep. And in closing, I just wanted to say something. Pardon me for taking up time. I don't want to impose.
Oh no, man! You know what? You speaking some real. You speaking some real things tonight. I'm listening
right,
to this.
I wanted to share a path of life.
Wow! What y'all think about that?
Oh yeah, fantastic.
I like that.
Woo!
Hello.
God bless you, brother.
I tell you what, everybody. If y'all think y'all ain't gonna get the truth on this program, y'all better think again.
I wanted to close with this one. Only the person who created the negative state of mind can eliminate this by making a fundamental change in the way they think. and what is held in their thoughts, and to allow themselves spiritual education that is needed and for advancement. There is no red carpet treatment or royal road in accomplishing this. It takes a will, a desire, diligent effort, and perseverance in cultivating this knowledge. The resulting rewards of this attainment will far exceed the greatest worldly rewards known to humanity. Most people fail to recognize this reality, and they will unconsciously and painfully race through life from cradle to grave and not even experience a momentary glimpse of this great truth. The I, when recognized, is a conscious and deliberate manner, will enable a person to accomplish things in life that is limited only to his or her own imagination. In closing, the accomplishments of educators, scientists, engineers, and leaders who make up the smaller percentage of the world population have, to a degree, recognized this I within themselves, mostly in an unconscious manner. Nevertheless, many have accomplished successful professional careers. They have accomplished a mental focus on the subject or object that escape and the ability of most people to make sense of direction and a meaningful purpose in society. Every human is capable of accomplishing this if they only will learn to focus and concentrate on the one subject at a time. And in closing, we cannot also accept and allow the bourgeois television, bourgeois electronic media to ingest and infuse this disease in a community, saying that men can marry men and women marry women. And that is not a union that Kai has said it's supposed to be male and female. And then the little daughters and our sons don't know what the story is. And then it's a really, really sad thing, because there's a gender instability and gender deficiency that's going on. And you cannot knock people because of their choices, but you have to raise your children. The men must show the sons how to wear the crown. A male father cannot show his daughter how to change and use and put on her underclothing, and the mother must show the daughter how to properly bathe and change for that monthly
That's
cycle.
So true.
We have to do a wake-up and a reawakening in our community. If we don't, it's going to be sad. When the human mind learns to become focused on a single object and or subject at a time without wandering and excluding all other objects and subjects waiting in line, the mind is capable of gathering previously unknown energy and information without a given subject or object. The entire world is watching us.
Wow.
We are responsible for ourselves and our children. If we don't wake up, it's going to be too late. China, Beijing, South Korea is getting ready to go to war. They're flying these planes and things overseas. And in our community, in closing, our children think they're tough cats and tough. They're not. I was in the Navy. They're not ready for these agencies that got guys that can cut in concrete, come out your living room, shut your lights off, turn your water off, and you're going to starve and you can't see. They're coming to get you. They're not ready for that type of energy. So they want to be like those in the Gates of Power gang members. See, and it's not only our children, because we only see what they are feeding us. So our children want to be like them. We have to get down and start homeschooling and decoding our children. Homeschool is the key. We have lost our children in this so-called educational system because we don't understand law and finance. There's something about males that don't know how to show their sons how to wear that crown properly. Our women are leaders. The women learn from the mother. The mother is taught by the grandmothers. I'm finished.
Wow, man. Stay on, man, because I know we're probably going to have a lot of conversation. We're going to bring on Skip Flanagan, who got the book out. And I want to talk. We're going live to him right now. What's going on, man? Welcome to the show, man.
What's going on, Donnie B? How y'all doing, everybody?
You heard the whole conversation tonight.
Oh, man, you know I love that. You know I love that, man. I was pushing the button trying to get in, man. I'm pushing that one button, man. I mean, I love that, man. You know, just from listening to everything everybody said, you know, everybody is right on. But, you know, one thing that everybody is actually missing is the fact that a lot of these grown people partook in our own demise. You know, they signed a contract to go along with the conspiracy to get rid of us, you know, from the president, from our grandmothers, some of our grandmothers, and some of these new parents that are out here. They're sitting back, they're scared, you know, and they're going along with everything that's going on right now. Even some of these pastors and these leaders, these so-called leaders that we have out here, you know, a lot of them have also signed a contract to, you know, participate in the conspiracy to get rid of us. You know, when you look at, you know, what we need money, you know what I'm saying? And that's the fight that we should be fighting right now. We don't have access to the banking system. But, you know, right now, I posed a question yesterday. If my son had a dream, you know, right now, where would he go and get financing for that dream right now? You know what I'm saying? But the only way that you can get money, you have to get money through actually earning it through a job, or either a banking institution has to lend you that money so you can have that money to finance your dream. So if my kid has a felony, you know, how can he even get a job to actually finance that dream or get a bank loan? You see what I'm saying? So basically, you know, we've been disenfranchised by so many different means, you know, until to the point where we have to defer our dreams to our kids, and that's not a guarantee that they're going to even have the opportunity to make their dreams come true. But by the same token, we have some people that understand that won't actually help those people that can make it. I have a book sitting right there that people need to buy and support me, but nobody won't do that. No pastor won't even invite me to church to even speak about the subject. You know what I'm saying? So we have to have those people that support those people that do have the solutions. We don't have nobody to support our people that can come forward and to be powerful and to change this thing around. You know, we'll talk all day, man, but when it comes to putting up $5 or $6 behind somebody that can do something, we don't do that. We don't put our money where our mouths are. You know what I'm saying? We don't support those people that we need to support in the way of money, and that's going to be important. You can't ask a guy that has a felony or that's in jail to come out here and stop doing what he's doing and get nothing. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to tell a guy that's selling drugs that's making $30,000, say, a month or a year even? You know what I'm saying? What are you going to tell him? What are you going to substitute? What kind of income are you going to substitute with that guy? You know what I'm saying? So if you can't tell him, well, okay, you can get a job in the system or I can help you, you know, that's a hard conversation with him. Well, just do nothing, son. You know, you have to do nothing, son. You just have to just do nothing. No, that's not what we need to be telling our people. We need to have the pastors, you know, backing these guys. We backing those guys when they turn around. You know, I told this guy the other day, if you come out of jail, you got all these guys that's willing to go pick that guy that got up out of jail, go buy him some tennis shoes, give him some money, give him some dope so he can get on feet. But let a guy say that he's going to turn his life around and give it to God. Who's going to be there to give him anything? Nobody's going to give him not $1.
Y'all hear some heated debate conversation tonight. I told you it's gonna get deep tonight. Brother Juju, do we still got you live with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What you think about it?
I'm just smoking and thinking. I'm listening to everybody. Let's bring in another caller.
She said, let's bring in another caller. Well, we got our whole panel live with us tonight, and I mean, this has been a very, very interesting conversation tonight. Sandra Ford, I know you want to wave in on this conversation.
I will say I do like the fact that he said law and finance you need to know in order to survive in this crooked-ass system.
And that's
what I've been noticing. We can have this conversation tomorrow. We can have it the day after tomorrow. But the bottom line is, if the system is not going to allow us to have access to the banking system, if they are not going to allow us to have jobs, then we have to come up with an alternative means to create wealth. You know what I'm saying? We have to do the same thing that the Mexicans did. They countered by going with the service industry. They cut the yards. They do the painting. They do everything that they need to do in order to generate some kind of capital to invest in their kids, to invest in their communities. You see what I'm saying? We have to get that mindset back. We have a mindset problem as black people. You know what I'm saying? from the morals to our work ethic. We take pride in everything but work. You know what I'm saying? We have to get back to work, and we have to get back to family. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way that this thing is going to turn around. It's not going to turn around no other way.
In addition to that, they got to get back to education, because for some reason they just, people don't, even in school I see them, they don't even take it seriously. And I'm like, you just don't know, man, what the future holds. If you don't get this now, while they giving you this money to go, they're going to take it away from you.
People don't even understand the purpose of the No Child Left Behind when they was getting kids to fly through school. They did not actually want those kids to be educated, because the whole problem with America is nobody can envision a perfect world. In a perfect world where everybody has an education, where everybody is smart, where are those jobs going to come from? You see what I'm saying? So we have to understand that. We have to understand that they don't want us to be the person that's sitting at the table. They want us to be the person that's cooking the food. So we have to come up with a counter plan. You see what I'm saying? We have to be entrepreneurs. We have to do the tough work right now and invest in our kids for the future. You know, if it's going to be a us against them versus it being, you know, the best man win. You know, it was supposed to be the best man win, but it's been turning into a us against them thing.
John White.
Yes,
take a better conversation.
Very, very interesting. The key thing is the entrepreneurial rebirth. We're rebuilding various communities to tidy up on certain attorneys are nothing more than spies. They're what they call the barristers. They work for the people. They issue certificates out of England. If you really want to adhere and understand law, we have school in Harlem on 126th Street, the Black Theater of Art with the Moors, on Tuesdays with Brother Kimitu, and on Wednesdays with Brother Taj Tariq Bey, Sabir Bey. We understand, because a lot of people are not understanding. A lot of us were not taught that the mortgage is a rental deed under feudal law. Hmm. And bankers, they get paid every month because people are going there, they're signing these documents. They don't know that they need certain documents and they need to take care of their business with silver. In purchasing a property, even cards, with silver, which is lawful currency. The fiat other than a dollar bill is compound labor scripts, which is counterfeit currency. So when you pay for a so-called car or you put the fiat down and go into a closing, you're already in error. So long story short, to sum it up, to get a deed to and a title to a home, you need a rental deed from Land and Management, the Olandow title, Washington, D.C. So you would pay a one-time fee of maintenance. Then you can get the property because you have the deed to the land that the actual venue sits on. And, again, it's about law and finance. If we understand law, we're not taught that in school. In grammar school, they show us through the skilled so-called teachers, they insert and we recite spells on our children. That's why they call it grammar school or grammar. Actually, they show us and we recite Middle English and Old English. So it's a long story, but we have to do a lot of work to start healing and knowing what's going on. Entrepreneurship is what's happening. We have people and the ingredients in the community all over the planet that are superstar salespeople. The Moors can show you how to get access with paperwork to get loans that you don't have to pay back. It's not loans, it's money that are in certain communities where you can get it and you don't have to pay back. For rent, for clothing, for school, for businesses, money's there. But if you want to learn a little more, type in Brother Taj Tariq Bey, and you could also learn about the driver's license. The driver's license is a deed and a contract. A deed, which is an excise tax instrument, it's a movement pass. They can't force you into slavery, so they invite us. So when you get a traffic ticket, it's suing you for a breach of contract because you register your name or your number with the VIN, you register your VIN number with the state, the county of state. All states are renamed penal colonies out of England. New York is Manhattan.
Manhattan. Mm-hmm. When we're looking at law, this is what's really going on. Brother Taj Tariq Bey, T-A-J, Tariq Bey. And if you type in driver's license education fraud, it'll show you what's really going on. Even when, as far as the children go, our mothers and grandmothers and wards in the hospital, and they sign a contract, which is the birth certificate, and they give you back the state. So the parents are the only caretakers. That's why they have agencies like DIFAS kicking in the door.
Why?
Children. So the judge is considered Jesus or Caesar. He's the actual parent because our mother signed on the back, on the wardship tenure, ward of the state, and give the children to the state. So we have a problem because the debt on the dollar is the deed, and the lien on the child is expected in its lifetime to earn anywhere from $300,000 to $600,000 or more exponentially in its lifetime. So all the original birth certificates go to Rome and England. So people are not going to City Hall and asking for the birth record. For the record, they're asking for a copy of a birth certificate. Mm-hmm. Unless we eliminate that debt and that deed and understand status and birthright, we're going to have problems because the children belong to the state. That's why they have in their so-called educational systems under the Hegelian dialectic, education to the state, for the state, and by the state.
Wow.
So we have to, there's a lot of work that we have to do, but just find out what the Moors are doing, and we can fix it. Easy, because they have the paperwork.
So, John, what you're saying is, John, hold that thought for a second. So what you're saying is that our kids really, in reality, don't belong to us?
No, because the mother signs the birth certificate. Once she signed the birth certificate, she's given the state God powers. So the state takes, the child belongs to the state. Even the marriage, once they raise the hand and the preacher says, I now pronounce you man and wife, the husband just gave the state his wife.
Whoa.
And if by his, the husband, if something should happen to his wife, he's the executor of his wife's state. He must have the
Wait a minute. Let's get some comments about that. Let's get some comments from Meta Juicy and Skip on this. Y'all talk real quick. This is getting deep.
Man, you know, this is so much, you know, you got to really, first of all, you got to trust the government. You got to trust the people that do own you, you know. And at this point, I don't trust them. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I mean, every day is something different that pops up or comes up, you know, and I've been wrecking my mind trying to figure out what's going on, especially with this same-sex marriage thing. So, you know, when I look at everything that the government is doing right now, it's counter with God's will. This government is not doing nothing that's of God, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I have a problem with even trusting anything that they do right now. You know, one thing that I came to a conclusion this last couple of months is that, you know, if we participate in a system that doesn't want us to get on feet, you know what I'm saying, don't want us to have money, you know, and we continue to do that, then how are we going to ever have money? At some point, you have to, you know, jump outside of that little system there that is showing us no results and create another one that we're going to have to get some results from. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
It's only a
certain amount of money in circulation. You know what I'm saying? And like I said earlier, that money comes from the bank or you have to get out here and bust your knuckles
to
get it.
Skip, y'all hold that thought. Everybody, y'all hold that thought. We're going to be right back. We got one more last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to, it's 11:49. We're going to be wrapping this part of the show up. A bit of great program tonight. Everybody, y'all stay where you at. We'll be right back. You tune in to the All New Late Night, Donnie B, live on the Hottest Late Night Conversation right here. We'll be right back.
On Crikey.com, streaming at 320, broadcasting 24/7. Life is better with music at 320K.
Thank you very much for listening to this radio station at this present moment in time. Now, we do need your help. All we need from you is to hit them logos above your head at least twice a week. And please tell your friends or anybody else that you know that listens to this radio station at this present moment in time to hit them advertising logos twice a week. It is important to this radio station for you to do that, as this radio station, which is a part of the www.crikey.com network, will grow. And without your help, yes, your help, this station will not grow. So think about it. The next move for version 3 is down to you. Now please, hit them logos above your head at least twice a week, and the station that you're listening to will grow a lot faster. More hits, closer we get.
The first annual Urban Underground Awards 2013. The Urban Underground Awards is dedicated to bring recognition to the nation. Hard-working, unsigned, underrated talent in all genres, music, fashion, blogging, etc. in 20-plus categories. The 2013 Urban Underground Awards recognize all talent annually. First phase has begun, submission phase. In order to compete, contestants must submit 2 to 3 songs, type biography, include a picture via email. In addition, submissions will be also accepted for models and graffiti artists also. The models and graffiti artists must submit 2 photos of their work beginning April 1st. The email address to submit for competition is urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. I do repeat, urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. And don't forget, log in to cboyuradio.com. The rules and regulations, and most important, the category. Peace.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm your man, Mr. Donnie B. Check this out, man. Everybody's talking about the hottest new late night show, Up and Down Magazine Radio. Make sure you check us out Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. As we talk about entertainment, celebrity, we talk about news, we talk about community, we talk about what you want to hear. Call in every night and be part of the conversation. Be part of what everybody's talking about. Again, the telephone number is 347-989-1725. Tune in to us weeknights, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are definitely making a difference.
Hello to the streets is here. Blocks Magazine. That's www.blockzmagazine.com. Get with us for your marketing, promotion, and branding services. You need radio play? We got that. You need EPKs? We got that. You need viral marketing? We got that. You need PR? We got that. Websites, graphics, whatever you need, we got that. That's www.blockzmagazine.com. Or follow us on Twitter at Blocks Magazine. Let's go.
Face Entertainment, Lil B Mafia Music, and corporations with Don Squad Magazine presents rapper, singer, Meow Baby, G-Fly, Kellogg's Kitty Cat King, performing live May the 3rd, Friday, at the Don Squad Magazine Awards Show in Richmond, VA, at Mirage. Yes, sir. For more information, call 804-601-0344 or 910-374-8947. Dime, D-Y-M-E Squad Magazine Awards at YOLA, YOLASITE.com. And vote me, Meow Baby, G-Fly. I am the best me for the best mix CD of the year.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Yes, that's right, Sean, man. You are locked into the hottest station right here. It's official 54 after the hour right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we are still live right now. Lance, what you think about the show tonight, man?
Hey, very, very, very informative show. I had a lot of comments, but I gathered in a lot of information. A brother out of Harlem shared some with me that a close friend of mine had been sharing with me about certain things about how the state own you and some. So if the state own you, they should owe you. So like Skip said, we need to get the revenue. We need to get the revenue. So since they own you, they ought to owe you. So we need to get our revenue. So the revenue they give us back, we generate it into our own community, like Skip was referring to, and then we no longer need them. See, that's what the problem is. Tap into what they have hid from us and gather what they have hid from us, and they retribute that back to us. So we no longer need to be governed under their laws, and we can do what we need to do and what we're called here to do in our purpose of God.
And if I may share something, we're not allowed to have money. That's why they say give us your gold and we'll give you money. That's why when you go into a bank, they tell you get $20, $30, $10 an hour, but they pay you in fiat and they give you a check. They don't give you gold and silver. That's lawful currency. The only, because of the great seal on the dollar, that has the equivalent of gold and silver. Everything else is compound fiat, which is counterfeit currency. Now, we the Moors, we understand and we know, and we could share it with you as well as you being there. What's happening is there, if you have a driver's license on record with the state and you had purchased a car, they take loans out on that car on you. We've also tapped into billions of dollars and millions of dollars where they take loans out on your car, your vehicle. This is going on because there's a lot. It's called a lot of things. I don't want to go into that right now because we don't have the time. But there is a trust in the estates, and there are also QCEP contracts on record. So with a QCEP coupon, there's things and ways you can go in and get your money because they're getting millions of dollars on the vehicle you already purchased. They take a loan out.
Hey, John, hold that thought right now. We about to get ready to go off the air on the internet, but for those who are listening to us by phone, if you want to call in and you want to continue the conversation with us, call us right now. We got 3 minutes left before we be going off the air on the internet, but you can still listen to us by phone. We're going to stay over 10 to 15 more minutes longer. So if you miss it, you can check out the rest of the podcast on what happened. Again, if you want to get in on the conversation, call us at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. Joanna is listening to us in New Jersey. Do you know where that at, John? She said she's listening to us. She said she really enjoyed the show. And she said, John, you was on point with everything you were saying. And she said she learned a lot tonight. She had no idea that she was owned by somebody else.
No, well, see, what happens is this information, pardon me for imposing everyone, this information comes from the womb man, which is woman, because when she fell, they rose. So the governors around the country are not really governors, they're bishops. We are the governors, but see, we have lost memory. However, the woman has taught men because of homeschooling in the womb. There's no male on the planet that there's no in the female uterus, there is no male eggs. They're all female eggs, and we are nothing more than neutered females. That's why we have to understand frequency and pitches, because the woman gives life. We must respect the woman in the womb. If we continue to kill and hurt and beat down our mothers and disrupt them and disrespect the grandmothers and allow them to see us warring against each other and killing our sisters and brothers, we got a serious problem because of loss of memory and the dumb down.
I tell you what, for those who are listening to us by the internet, we got a minute and a half before we be going out the air. For those who are listening to us by phone, we're going to continue this conversation by the phone lines. And for those, you have to check us out, I guess, tomorrow or later on, you know, during the podcast. But remember, y'all, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. Make a difference, everybody. We'll see y'all again tomorrow night at 10 o'clock right here. For those who are listening by phone, we're going to continue this conversation. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Donnie,
we
are still on?
Yes, sir. We're still live, but we live our phone lines right now. So everybody at home can still listen to us.
Okay. I didn't
Lance,
want to.
Lance, still on?
All these times. We
still have Lance, and we still have Sam DeFore with us.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'm listening. I'm soaking it in. I'm being like a sponge tonight.
Donnie,
you know my specialty is.
Brother John, what you're saying is very correct. I'm down here in Dallas, Texas, and I got a friend.
Right,
I got a friend. I got a